You're listening to TCRG to CEO Radio with your host, Courtney J. TCRG.
Whoa. Hello, everyone. It feels absolutely surreal to be hitting the record button again. It has been quite some time since I sat down to record a podcast, but luckily it's not been so long since I interacted or saw or talked to many of you, whether it was at Nationals this year or at our Rocktas in November last year. I am so happy that so many of you are still here, still looking forward to a new episode popping up in your feed. And what do you know? Today's that day. So if you're tuning into this podcast for the very first time, let me introduce myself. My name is Courtney. I am a TCRG from the New England region. And this podcast started 5 years ago, I think, at this point. And it's unlocked this whole world of people and relationships and friendships that I never knew could exist. And at the end of the day, I'm just a TC. I got here the same way everyone else has, taken the exam. But one thing that I've always been really passionate about and aware of as I started my studio was that you're starting a business. And it's something that I know a lot of TCRGs struggle with, because you might grow up thinking, you know, I love dance, I love Irish dancing, I could never imagine my life without Irish dancing. But, you know, what's next? Oh, I'll, you know, start teaching. And a lot of people find out accidentally what the business side of that entails. And as someone who has always been really interested in it and aware of it, it's something that I just felt like we needed as a community, just more resources, more voices, more conversations about what that business side looks like and how to navigate it. Because there are so many things that you are faced with along the way that you may not know how to deal with. And something about me is I'm a really good information seeker. If there's something that I need to know, I will find a way to get the answer, or I will find the person who knows about it. And if I, you know, can do that on behalf of our community and add to the collective knowledge, then I feel kind of responsible to do that for us all. So, like I said, I'm Courtney. I'm a TCRG from New England. I've learned a lot along the way, and I feel so grateful to be someone that people feel comfortable coming to, even in the hiatus of the podcast in the last, I think it's been like 2.5 years since I tried to record an episode. And in that time, it still blows my mind how many people will reach out to me. And I'm really, really happy to answer questions and get, you know, give people feedback on ideas that they're bouncing around, or don't hesitate to reach out. It's a lot of relationships and things have grown behind the scenes even without hitting the record button. And I love that, and I want to continue doing that. So anyway, I'm back. It is so hard to hit the record button after being out of this for so long, so please be kind. Like most people, I don't like to hear the sound of my own voice. I really don't listen back to episodes. I edit as I go. This is purely for you, and I hope you enjoy it. The challenges of returning. First of all, time. You know, being a studio owner full-time is a lot of work. I dedicate myself fully to my business because, I mean, I have to. It's my livelihood. And life, even just remaining in the studio, is busy. This is a super busy time of year. It's October. Rocktas is coming rapidly. And it sometimes feels like there's not enough time in the day. But one of the reasons I started this podcast in the first place was because I was scaling my studio to a point where I finally had help, and I had I could share the burden with more people, finally. I didn't have to be a one-man show. And I feel like post-COVID, a lot of us had to reinvent or rework things. And I think in the last year, I've been able to kind of get back to that point where I don't feel like I have to rework so many things. And that's also a really nice feeling. So I'm letting the time burden start to fall away a bit. And another challenge I've had in returning to the podcast is essentially being told to be silent, that my voice was becoming too loud by someone that I respect, someone that has authority, someone who's respected by others. And navigating that was challenging because I do feel like the mission of this podcast is to empower other people to not only take ownership of being a business owner, but also to better the business of Irish dance in general. There isn't a lot of advice, or there aren't a lot of resources within our industry. And I have to say it has improved since I've been a teacher. I see a lot more efforts in the professional development areas, but there still doesn't feel like there's a lot of places to go for help for a lot of situations that come up. There are some resources available for dance studio owners. So typically you're going to see mainstream studio owners in that space, you know, people that might own a studio and then they have a lot of people that teach for them, you know, ballet, tap, jazz, acro, whatever it is. But our little niche, our little community faces some challenges that are not something that a mainstream studio owner might understand. And sometimes our problems are just different. Being in such a small type of industry. So my mission of this podcast was always to provide that, or at least start the conversations. And I'll never claim to have all of the answers. I certainly don't. Like I said, I'll do my best to find them, but it's something that at least could get the conversation started. It could help people start to understand, or at least maybe go in to being a TC or being a studio owner eyes wide open, instead of kind of peeling back the onion, all the layers slowly, little by little, as you're kind of already in it. So that's the mission. And recently I posted in the group, I'll leave the link in the show notes. It's the TCRG to CEO Radio community, where I always left it open of, you know, I work for you, really. You know, tell me what you want to hear. Tell me who you want to hear from. Like, what conversations should we be having? Where do you want to see more discourse? So I posted in that recently about a little project that I'm working on. Again, a problem that maybe our industry faces that a mainstream studio just doesn't. And again, I was blown away by people just saying like, hey, like, yes, I need to hear about this. Like, yes, please help. And it just reignited that fire. And I'm like, okay, I got to hit record. So I'm just happy that you're here on this mission. I can't say that enough. So what have I been up to? It's, again, surreal that this is the 10th anniversary of my studio. I started in July of 2014. So believe it or not, this is my 10th year of teaching, and it has grown and changed and evolved so much in that time. And I do feel like it's completely defined by two distinct eras, the pre-COVID era and the post-COVID era. The during COVID era just feels like a fever dream. So it's amazing to make that milestone, and I'm trying to celebrate that and enjoy that for what it is. I am blessed to have a wonderful TCRG still within the school. A lot of you know him from this podcast. It's Christian, and you know, sharing that with him has been great. We've seen a lot of success, which has also been great. I am fortunate at this point in time to also have a lot of senior dancers that either grew up in the school or people that have come into the school and, you know, become really involved want to take on leadership roles or finishing their grade exams or kind of looking at what that next step is going to be. And that also just makes me feel really happy and proud. And it's something that Christian and I really value because that's how we hoped our teachers would see us. And it didn't turn out that way for us, but we are happy to be able to see that cultivated like in our own studio. So that's been really nice. I've also been living life in balance, which isn't something that I had when this podcast started. People may or may not know that when this podcast started in 2018, I actually started it to prove a point to someone in my life that, you know, if you have something of value or if you have a voice that maybe has something that people want, whether it's knowledge or wisdom or, again, just starting the conversation, that like go out there and do it. And during that time, it was the pre-COVID era. So the studio was, you know, building really rapidly. Like my growth in those first 5 years was incredibly fast. And it was a very quick learning curve. You had to always be buckled up and strapped in because there was always something around the corner, problems of scale. And I did not have balance in my life. During that time too, I was married, but the relationship was going downhill fast. And I needed to fill my time, any pocket of spare time. I needed to fill it with something. I guess probably to fill the void of, you know, what wasn't fulfilling me otherwise. And I'm happy to say that now I do have a really nice work and life balance. I have boundaries in my work. I have a partner that I really enjoy spending time with outside of work. I also have a partner that has nothing to do with the Irish dance world. You know, he understands it from what he's seen and, you know, what I tell him. But other than that, like, he doesn't know a jig from a jump 2-3. And that's also really nice in keeping balance in my life. And it helps me have a reason to step away from work all the time. And I have my dog, Maeve, which I think some of you who listened to the podcast in the pre-COVID era knew that I was super excited to have my Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. And she's sitting in my lap right now as I record and is still like the love of my life. And then I've also done consulting work through this podcast and through the people that I've met through doing this podcast and have helped fulfill part of the mission of like help people start their studio better, give them the resources and give them the knowledge before they start so that they can be set up for success. And it's been really, really fun doing that. It's work that I really enjoy. And to see them, you know, being successful and doing what they set out to do feels really, really good. And all of these opportunities have always come to me. Like, I am a very, you know, shy, introverted, you know, non-confrontational. Like, I don't typically go approach people just for anything, really. And a lot of these opportunities have come to me always from people approaching me. So one day I'm going to learn that I can approach other people too. But doing workshops, you know, people have approached me about that. Asking me to help them start their business, you know, through consulting. Like, I've had people approach me for that. And again, it just feels really nice to pay it forward because we don't all have to reinvent the wheel and we don't all have to do it alone. I know something that was really challenging for me when I started my studio was I was 22 years old. I had just graduated college. I had just finished up my last worlds. And my biggest fear was, I'm 22 years old. Like, who is going to take me seriously? And the other part of that was, no one else who was 22 was doing what I was doing. A lot of people were, you know, graduating college and going into their dream career field, but it wasn't starting a business. Or a lot of people were applying to grad schools and were still kind of living in that semi-college student lifestyle. And it's hard to relate to other people or, you know, make friendships with people that are your age when what you're doing is so atypical for your age. So again, this is our community. This is our space. This is our, you know, place to make connections with people that understand. And I also want to make it really clear that, like, this isn't a place only for people that are trying to start studios or people that are running studios. This is for people that, you know, want to be TCs, or this is for, you know, parents who just want to understand the industry better, or this is for dancers that maybe are looking to become TCs one day. You know, this is a place for all of us. This isn't just for studio owners. Because a lot of the conversations that we have here relate to different groups of people. And although I focus on the business aspect of being an Irish dance teacher, that's certainly not the entire content of this podcast. So whatever brought you here, you know, please stay, pull up a chair. I'm going to try and keep it more regular here. But again, there are challenges to returning. You know, it's easy in, I guess, some ways to, you know, hit record and be home, but then it's also a little scary. So what I'm working on, again, the music licensing project, getting some clear answers and some clear directives and putting together some resources for people on that topic. Another, you know, thing that I guess I can update everyone on in the episode, or something that I kind of want to talk about now that I'm 10 years in, is, you know, what are the unexpected red tapes or, you know, hoops you need to jump through as a studio owner when you've been at it for a little bit? You know, one of the episode ideas that I had even way back that's still sitting in my, you know, like outline notes are things like class structure and things that would help any teacher, not necessarily someone who owns the studio themselves. But again, I work for you. So I want to know what you want to hear about, who you want to hear from. It's fun for me to do conversational episodes with, you know, someone else, whether it's another industry expert or someone just to hear their story, I know is really great. So I have some people I want to reach out to, maybe to contribute to the podcast and, you know, tell their story as well. But tell me who you want to hear from. And again, thank you for being here. This is something that I do feel called to bring back, and I will do my very best, and I will try and keep it regular, at least for like maybe a 10-episode season or something here and there. But the more ideas and feedback and conversation that I get to have with you all, the better this will be. So until next time, this is TCRG to CEO Radio. You can find us in our Facebook community, which I'll link in the show notes. And you can always contact me on Instagram. My handle is CourtneyJTCRG, I believe, with no spaces, underscores, anything like that. But I'm going to double check for you. Oh, CourtneyJ_TCRG. I will also leave it linked in the show notes. And again, don't hesitate to reach out to me there with anything. You can say hi, you can ask a question, you can give me podcast feedback or ideas. And I hope to hear from you soon. And if not, you'll hear from me soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on TCRG to CEO Radio.